All right, as we continue with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times, these certainly are uncertain times, but we've got Shan Sheridan, the Executive Director of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, on the phone with us. Good morning, Shan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
We're doing okay. We're doing all right. What do we need to know, Shan? What's the latest on this Tuesday morning?
Well, the sun came back up this morning.
Yeah, where?
The good Lord is still on the throne, and we're living in Frankfort, Indiana, and I'm blessed. We're blessed to be in Clinton County. So those are the things that I know for sure. When we start talking about things that we don't know, then we start really getting a little crazy. So you have to, but we do know that that each and every day throughout this crisis and throughout this situation, we're seeing more and more people coming together, partnering together, working together, not only on a national level, but on a local level. And I will just have to say, I have just been so impressed with Clinton County's leadership and how they have handled this. You know, I've been talking with Daryl Sanders about every day, and Daryl is just on it. We're one of the best. And when I moved here a long time ago, you could see the character in our community with preparation and trying to be ready for anything. When we did the Alive on 65 back in 2012, we sat down with a team that was preparing for anything. I mean, chemical spills, a sniper on 65. I mean, these folks threw a lot of hypotheticals out there, and you're like, okay, this is maybe crazy, but this just goes to show you that there's a group of people, group of leaders that are ready to tackle things here. And that we greatly appreciate it. So I'm just thankful for that. This morning, I really wanted to just briefly talk about business. You know, there's a lot of folks that are still working the essential businesses. I know maybe a little controversy regarding who's essential, who's not. So what we're working on, we're going to have a conference call with industry this afternoon, and we're trying to just encourage businesses. You know, I applaud the businesses like Federal Mogul who have taken their work, their staff, and they have taken it down to just basically a skeleton crew. They're also taking the temperature of people coming in, making sure that no one is showing signs. But I wanted to go over real quick just a couple of things that I think that every business should be thinking about. You know, make sure you've got signage reminding employees to wash their hands. Stay that minimum distance of 6 foot. If you can stay further away, that's even better. If a worker is sick, send them home. They need to go home. And if they come to work feeling ill, you know, don't even let them come in. That's kind of what Federal Mogul's doing. They're checking temperatures, making sure people asking questions. Maintain enough hand sanitation stations and tissues for employees, including temporary stations within the working areas. Clean and sanitize surface with soap and water on a regular basis. We encourage these things because they are important on a daily basis, but now in this crisis, I think that we really need to be thinking more. And if at all possible, you can do work from home and explore telecommunicating as an option for your workers, then I think that you really need to be doing that. So it really comes back down to just common sense, and not going through the motions, but going through the protocol in a way that you're going to preserve life and that you're going to keep your employees safe and healthy. And then the other thing with just in the public, you know, if you can stay home, stay home. If you need to go out and get something. Understand you got to go get groceries. You have to go get certain items to sustain yourself, but don't take seven kids with you. You know, don't take the whole family. This is not vacation where the family wagon needs. You need to designate someone, go in, pick up the item, get back out as quick as possible. So those are some things that we're just asking folks locally to be thinking about as they move forward.
Shan, one thing I wanted to talk to you about real quick. Our small businesses here in town, what exactly is it? Do you kind of have an idea of what their status is, or and how much longer can they basically hold out until it gets to be really critical? I know it's already critical, but yeah.
I think it depends on what small business you are. If you're in retail, you are hurting. I mean, there is no doubt. Your doors are closed. You're not selling anything. You might be selling some things online, and we encourage people to do that. Of course, then you've got to deal with the shipping and who's going to ship it and how long is it going to take. I think it's important to continue to support local. If they are open, support them. Restaurants have been, I'll tell you what, I applaud all of our restaurateurs here in our community that have just done a fantastic job of being flexible. They've changed. I mean, they're entrepreneurs. They've made the change. They've gone from dining in to being able to carry out and do drive-through. But to answer your question, it's rough, and it's gonna get rougher the longer the doors are closed. So what we're working on, we're working with the Small Business Association. We just received information yesterday. The bill has been signed last week. We're going through all of this for small business. We're actually going to meet with our first small business this morning here at our office, keeping our distance from people, but letting them know. And tomorrow afternoon, our goal is to have a conference call for anyone that wants to join us to discuss the stimulus bill and how it impacts small business. There is help. The great thing about this, even with the unemployment, they're talking 100% versus a percentage of your wage. So there is help. Just hang on, and then we've got some guidelines and some ideas for people so that they don't get further behind down the road with mortgage payments or utility payments. But those are the things that we're concerned about right now.
I also wanted to bring in Clinton County Commissioner President Josh Hewitts. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Josh. How you doing, Josh?
Doing good.
What do we need to know this morning, Josh Hewitts?
I don't know that there's anything new to tell you this morning. Pretty much the same thing still applies. We need to stay home. As difficult as that seems, and it seems like there's no end in sight, I just think we're just going to have to hang in there and ride this thing out.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question, and if you don't want to answer, that's fine, but I want to ask you, because you got two kids or three?
I have two.
Okay. When you want to go somewhere and they want to go with, what do you tell them right now?
I tell them that they either have to stay in the vehicle or they have to stay home.
Okay.
So, yeah, they don't go in anywhere.
That's what I tell ours too, and they don't like that answer very well.
No, yeah, they're not really missing school.
No,
but they're missing their friends.
Yeah,
and I asked that for a reason because everybody's taking their when they go out, they're taking their family, they're taking all their kids, and that's why I asked that question because we need to keep them at home or someplace else for a little bit.
Yeah, they're getting a little stir crazy. It was nice over the weekend when it got nice out. They could get out, ride their bike, that kind of stuff. So that helped. And hopefully, I just saw the forecast. It looks like we're going to be dry and fairly mild here for a little while. So hopefully that helps.
Before it rains again. I want to ask you real quick, how are you coming with your meeting schedule? I mean, I know you guys have been trying to get some video and all that stuff. How are you coming with that?
Right. So we've pretty much eliminated any meetings other than council and commissioners.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that, we have to approve claims, payroll, and that kind of thing, keep people paid, keep the county working. So we do have the ability for people to watch online. We have a YouTube channel now, and people can comment and interact with us through that. And we also have a public comment at co.com. They can send an email and read those and interact in real time. So
now
at our last meeting, it was myself and Tim Elston from ACCS running the camera and Brett Osler, Alan Dunn. So it was quite a contrast to what we're used to. We usually have a room full of folks, and it was interesting. Usually I'm not nervous at our meeting, but for some reason the camera and nobody being there made me nervous. So it was weird.
It is weird, isn't it?
Just like if you're playing basketball, there's nobody on the free throw line. You got to shoot a couple free throws. That's just the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
So when is your next meeting going to be scheduled? You got one coming up. I know it's a big one for State Road, Interstate 65 and State Road 28. So when is all that coming up?
August 6th. So
August?
April.
I was going to say, we're going to wait. That's a long reading.
Way behind.
Sorry.
That's all right.
April 6th, which is next Monday, I believe. So.
Okay, now for somebody like me, do you want me to call ahead, or how do you want me to handle this?
Well, I think with media, we're going to go ahead and let you in. I believe the order from the governor stated that was an acceptable personnel to have in the meeting. So,
all right,
it could be, it might just be me and you.
Okay. I was going to say next Monday, if you're going to start at 9 o'clock, I may be in here for a few minutes yet. So I'll see. I may be in closer to 9:30 than 9.
Yeah. At our last meeting, you know, Scott and Steve and Tom, who are all the essential personnel besides Brett and myself.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys stayed home.
Yeah.
So it was interesting.
Okay.
Shan, I think it's a good time to remind people, if they've got an opportunity, go ahead and shop local if you can. Let someone else do the work.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think the people that are going to suffer the worst, besides those who will or have fallen ill with the coronavirus, are going to be our small businesses. And it's sad. And I don't know that there's any remedy other than what's coming from the federal government and from people to continue to support them as best they can. You know, if you're going to go eat, please eat local at a local restaurant. Shop local the best you can.
Maybe we'll find out some good news on these SBA loans and stuff. That might be just what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. Well, anything else we need to know, Shan or Josh, before we let you roll this morning?
One thing I just want to keep reiterating is that we do have the opportunity for, you know, the public comment, so that doesn't mean you have to wait until the meeting. If you've got something to say, go ahead and send it to publiccomment@clintonco.com. We'll address it in the meeting if need be. So people will get a head start on that. And, you know, one of the big things that we've emphasized during our commissioner meetings is the opportunity for there to be public comment. For folks not to have to wait and not to have to be on an agenda, the people that we work for get the opportunity to speak, and that's really important to us. So hopefully it's not the same, I know, but hopefully this email address will allow us to continue to have that dialogue. So.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate both of your times this morning, Shan Sheridan and Josh Ewitz. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.